the moment when you came back to Germany, that was the moment you decided to desert from the US Army. What was the reason to join the Army?
Well, to correct that, I didn't decide to desert until 2 years later, because this isn't a decision that you make within like a day or two. You have to really consider the consequences, because when you walk away from the military, this is pretty much telling your country that you don't want to serve them anymore. And no government really tolerates that. So the consequences of this in the United States is jail time or possibly even death. So this took a while for me to get used to it. The reasons why I joined the military were purely for economic reasons, because the reality in 2001 was that the American economy was already going down the drain because of the computer industry was completely destroyed as of the what they called the dot-com bubble bursting in 2000. So I went to school for computers, and myself and many other people who studied that could not find a job because you needed at least 5 years experience. So I ended up working small-time jobs like trying to sell vacuum cleaners, working at fast food restaurants, and it just wasn't enough money to maintain a house. So I ended up living in my car. So when the military approached me in 2003, this looked like a good way in order to put my life back in the right direction so I could do something that I myself could be proud of, my parents could be proud of, and eventually be able to settle down, you know, have children or whatever.
Coming back to the war in Iraq, what is your opinion on this war nowadays?
I believe that this war needs to be stopped immediately, because the longer that we stay there, the worse it's going to get. Everything that we've done since 2003 hasn't helped the Iraqis at all. They make little gesture saying that they're helping the Iraqi people, they might build a school or something like that, but most of Iraq is still completely destroyed. The city of Fallujah, which I mentioned earlier, there are still many parts of it that are completely destroyed that people can't even go into because of the depleted uranium that they use, which is basically a micronuclear weapon, which is supposed to be banned under conventional warfare, but the Americans use it anyway.
Could you highlight a little bit some effects of this depleted uranium maybe?
The effects of depleted uranium, the biggest one, of course, is cancer. And a lot of infants are born with birth defects, and a lot of people end up getting the radiation sickness if they're exposed too much to it, because it still has a long half-life, just like you would use a regular nuclear weapon. It's, in my opinion, more dangerous than an atom bomb or a hydrogen bomb, because the effects are long-lasting. It's not instant death. You could waste away within 25, 30 years. And there's also studies that are showing that military soldiers that have handled this in Iraq also are beginning to get these effects as well.